Peace, love, and light, my people. RL Melpica back with another episode of Minds Like Minds podcast. Thank you, everybody, for all the support you've been giving us and giving the show here. If you into this natural health and diet shit, man, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Likes and comments are appreciated as well. But we're going to continue on with this journey of sharing this light when it comes to natural health and diet. And today we're going to talk about just the concepts of the standard American way of eating and also mixing that in with some food combining tips, especially if you are looking to get on this raw journey. That's very important to understand. And I think a lot of this stems from a lot of indoctrination and conditioning. So we're going to go through that, through each different layer. And, hopefully you can hear this episode and walk away with some great insight on how you can continue on your path or start your journey on getting healthier and getting to optimal health. So, but first and foremost, you know, everybody out there, you can follow me on all streaming platforms, all social media at RL Melpica, as you see at the bottom. The audio is on Apple, Spotify, and every other streaming service. We're also on AkashaFlix, which is my streaming service. So if you want to truly support, you can subscribe there. But you know, whatever you guys can do, you know, there's a donation link at the bottom too. My goal is to continue to share this light and spread this knowledge, and these philosophies with as many people as possible. We got some really great things planned. I haven't talked much about the House of Healing, but the House of Healing is actually what, presents this podcast. They are the sponsor for this podcast. And the House of Healing is, you know, basically a metaphysical, mental, and spiritual village that, you know, helps people who are looking to become better versions of themselves and healers who are looking to attain self-mastery. So, you know, if you're on that spiritual journey as well, make sure you check out the House of Healing and everything we have planned with that. But, and it all goes hand in hand. I mean, you know, from shamanism to alchemism, to herbalism, to natural health and diet, to fitness, to spirituality. It's all connected. And I try to make that point as much as possible, so people realize that it's not just a physical thing. It's not just this 3D world. It's beyond that. It's about the mind, body, and spirit connection. It's all connected. You know, it's why a lot of people have a lot of trouble changing their diets and sticking to new habits, because they're not in alignment spiritually. Like, their mind, body, and spirit are not in alignment. The body may want what the mind might not want, and which the spirit is not ready for. So there's just different habits that have to be put in place in order for these things to transpire. But when I think about the ideology when it comes to eating and how we've all been taught to eat, it's, you start to see like the contrast once you get on that health journey. Like, if you grew up eating a lot of meats, you know, meat, potatoes, starches, things of that nature, like, you probably grew up with the concept of you have a main protein and then you have sides, right? You know, your main protein, and then you have sides. And in some cases, you got an appetizer, you got your salad, and then you got your main entree, and then sometimes you got dessert, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it even goes further than that. So, you know, these are things that have been ingrained in us as people, you know, to eat in certain patterns. And these patterns, like I said, get embedded in us and they become tradition, and then tradition just becomes natural. But it's not natural. It's not natural at all. I mean, look, if you think about the beginning times, you think they were categorizing what they were eating in different sections of the meal. You know, it's appetizer time, you know. It's main entree time. No. Or do you think they were separating their foods? Okay, we got a protein and a starch here. You know, no, they weren't doing that either. But it's been ingrained in us. You know, one of the transitions that I made, you know, that I made, I should say, speaking about my transition, you know, the first thing I tried to do, and I know a lot of people do this, when you go, like if you go from a, let's just say an omnivore diet, right, to vegetarian, because that's usually the first step, right, to vegetarian, then you automatically try to replace your old traditions, your old ideologies with this new one, but try to do it as seamless as possible, meaning you don't really change much. You're still like, you start looking for vegetarian meals that are based off of meat, like, you know, Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers and tofu and, you know, stuff that are like replacements for meat, to make that transition easier for you. Oh, you know, it's kind of this actually kind of tastes like a real burger. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be. Buffalo cauliflower. What else? You know, vegan cheeses, things of that nature. You start looking for those replacements to kind of support your addictions and really suppress yourself from truly healing and truly getting on that natural kick. Look, I went through it for a while. It did help my transition easier, or help my transition be a little bit easier. But it's important for everybody out there to understand that just because you give up meat and replace it with processed food, that's not going to help you on a health tip. I realized that when I started gaining weight. Like, I went vegetarian and gained weight. And I could just tell I wasn't healthy. I didn't feel healthy. And I knew something was wrong. And I just continued on my path till I completely figured it out, at least from my standpoint. So, like, that's kind of the first thing that happens, you know. But as you continue on this journey, you almost have to, I shouldn't even say almost, you do. You literally have to decondition yourself and literally forget everything you've ever been taught when it comes to food. Like, straight up, plain and simple, because the idea of multiple sections of a meal, an appetizer, a main entree, a dessert, you know, a salad, all these different layers was created, you know, with a capitalist type of mind, like for money, for profit. You know, when you go to a restaurant, you know, they want those different sections. They want you to choose an appetizer and then a salad and then a main entree with sides, because that's more money, right? Like, those concepts, like those that's more money. Those are money motivated concepts. It's nothing to do with the body, nothing to do with health. So you'll see, like, when you make that transition, or if you've already made that transition to eat healthier, when you talk to people who are still, you know, on those old ways and eating, you know, with those old ideologies, they always ask you, you know, well, where's your protein? Oh, you know, or, you know, what's the main thing that you're eating? Like, what's the meal fixed around? It doesn't have to be fixed around anything. That is the true natural way of eating. The true natural way of eating is you eat when you're hungry. It doesn't matter what your portions are. It doesn't matter if you have this type of food and that type of food and this type of food, right? It's about eating. It's about eating what you're naturally drawn to and what your body has been built to consume. You know, so like, for instance, when, you know, as you go on this journey and you start to get a little bit more healthy step by step by step, you'll notice if you're still eating cooked food, that most of the things you'll eat are what are considered sides. And if you go to a restaurant, and even if you order a salad sometimes at a restaurant, what do they tell you? Do you want to add a protein to that? Well, actually, I'm getting protein from my lettuce, I'm getting amino acids from my for my fruits. If I'm eating fruits, like I'm getting what I need. I don't need to add a protein, but that's the conditioned mind, right? I can't tell you how many times I've been at gatherings or social events or family gatherings, and they always ask me, well, where do you get your protein? It's all I hear all the time. And I'm gonna do a podcast on protein very soon. But these are the old concepts. These are the old ideologies. These are the traditions that have been set in place that continue to stray us in on the wrong path. And that's where food combining comes in. And food combining is extremely important. It's extremely important mainly because it helps your body function at optimal strength. If you follow food combining, the food combining standards, food combining guidelines that have been researched, and there's plenty of different books on it and whatnot. And they're all pretty much in line with each other. So this is scientific. If you follow those, you'll find yourself in a better place. Like, for instance, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, I can't eat watermelons because they hurt my stomach? Right. And the average response to that was, oh, you must have some type of intolerance for watermelon. Oh, you know, you might be allergic to watermelon, something along those lines. Right. But the truth is that watermelons and any melon per se need to be eaten alone, need to be eaten in isolation. And the reason for that is because melons, which I consider the most efficient fruit on the planet. You know, when we talk about energy efficiency, how much energy am I receiving? How much energy is it taking me to digest and for my body to process? Watermelon's right at the top, the top. And that's why they need to be eaten alone, because here's what happens. Watermelons run through you very quickly. The fastest moving food on the planet. You will digest a watermelon from 30 minutes to an hour. Quick. Now, the problem is, and the reason why you'll hear a lot of people say that they have stomach issues after eating watermelon, is because when you combine watermelon with other foods, let's say, for instance, look, we've all been out to breakfast. And if you order a fruit bowl and if there's watermelon or cantaloupe or honeydew, because all of those are melons, right? And you're eating that with your eggs and your bacon and your hash browns. Well, now you got complex chemistry going on in your body. And the watermelon, your body recognizes that and it's built to run through you fast. But everything else you put on top of it takes a long time to digest. So what happens is that watermelon sits there and waits with the rest of that chemistry. And then once the body's able to break down the rest of that junk that you put with the watermelon, then it finally digests. And what happens is that watermelon ferments and putrefies. And that's what causes the issues. Wasn't the watermelon, it's what you ate it with. Now, there are some cases where, you know, the gastrointestinal tract and the stomach has been, you know, abused for so long that a lot of different fruits will cause some type of pain, you know, due to all the mucoid plaque and everything that's going on in there. I know that because I dealt with something with bananas. And that happened after I did some freaking cleanse that was before I understood cleanses. I did some cleanse and it fucked my stomach up. It did something to my stomach. And then from that point on, every time I ate a banana, I'd get stomach pain, really bad inflammation in my stomach. Now, once I understood, you know, what a true cleanse is, what a true detox is, and I went through Dr. Morse's program and did his GI track and GI broom and cleaned all that shit out. Now I eat bananas like no problem. But that's one example of food combining. You eat your melons alone. Let them do their job. They are extremely efficient. They run through you quick. You eat them by themselves. I break my fast roughly around noon with either a watermelon, a honeydew, or a cantaloupe. That's my daily routine. Eat it isolated. Let my body do what it does. After about an hour, if I'm hungry, then I'll eat something else. But I never combine my watermelons, my cantaloupes, and my honeydew. Let them ride alone. That is the first tip in food combining. Now, there are other food combining tips as well. You got your sweet fruits, your subacid fruits, and your acid fruits. Now, you can mix and match your acid fruits and your subacid. So, and I'm pull out my little chart here. Okay, so your subacid fruits, your apples, your apricots, nectarines, cherries, grapes, peaches, pears, oranges, mangoes. You can combine those with sweet fruits, which are bananas, persimmons, coconut, dried fruit, dates, and figs. Those combine fine. You can also combine subacid fruits with acid fruits like grapefruits, kiwis, lemons, limes, strawberries, pineapples, pomegranate, oranges, and your berries, blackberries, blueberries, acai, raspberries. So you can mix your subacid with your acids and your subacids with your sweet, but you don't want to mix your sweet fruits with your acidic fruits. So your bananas, dried fruit, persimmons, dates, and figs, and coconut, you don't want to mix with your grapefruits, kiwis, lemons, limes, strawberries, pineapples, pomegranates, oranges, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, acai. Okay? And if you think about it, what is one of the most popular combinations of fruits? Strawberry and bananas. They're not meant to be eaten together. That's that complex chemistry that causes issues within the body. And they have different digestive times. So that's where you get your fermentation in the body. And fermentation, you know, it's basically turning that food into alcohol, into something acidic that is not good for the body. Remember, we're trying to keep everything simple here. You know, your alkaline and your acids. We're trying to stay on the alkaline side of chemistry, the cold side of chemistry. So understanding these food combining things will help in this process because look, we have abused our bodies for decades. We have to face that fact. Like we have to look in the mirror and be confident enough for ourselves, be humble enough, be modest enough to be able to look in the mirror and say, look, I've been abusing my body for my entire life. And it's going to take changes to get yourself back on the journey towards health. Tips like this, these food combining tips are extremely important. You know, for all of you guys out there who are just getting into this, I understand like this might be a different level, a higher level, a little bit more complex. So look, take your time. I mean, you might not be at a point where you are ready to look at food combining. You know what I'm saying? You're still trying to just be able to eliminate coffee. So we're all at different places and that's okay because I've been there. But for those who have been doing this for a while, I mean, it's important to understand the food combining aspects because we're going to keep leveling up. We're going to keep sharing ideas here. Big thing is you do not want to, for all my meat eaters out there, because I know some of you guys are still, you know, out there eating meat. You never, ever, ever want to combine meat with the starch. A protein, a big time protein with the starch. Just don't want to do it. That is just absolute dreadful for your body. Like, there's might not be a worse combination on the planet than having a protein and a starch. That is why when you eat your meat and potatoes, your body's done. You've heard of the term food coma before. That's what that is. Like, your body is utilizing so much energy. The anatomic nervous system is using so much energy just to process and digest that shit that it doesn't have any energy left. That's why you sit on the couch, and if it's Thanksgiving and you eat all that shit, you go sit on the couch and you're out. It's over with. Your body ain't got any energy left. That's why it's important to understand. Now there's veggie fruits like avocados, cucumbers, sweet peppers, ripe tomatoes. Those need to be eaten in isolation as well. You know, you don't want to mix an avocado with strawberries. It's different chemistry. It's complex chemistry. You know, allow your body to work at its most optimal pace. And then you'll get the true benefits of all these foods. Like, I'm very simple. Like, life can be simple. I know you hear me say this all the time, but I want to embed it. I want to implore this. Like, it should be simple. I mean, do you really think the creator or creators made everything perfect in nature and made it complex? They don't make it complex. Look at the animals. The animals don't have to think about what they're eating. They just eat off instinct. And our instinct is to eat the foods that we're supposed to eat and eat them in a specific manner, in an instinctual manner. Like the first people that walked the earth, the first humans that walked the earth, we're in survival mode. So they're looking to find food to survive. And they're going to go to what they're drawn to, and they're going to eat it. They're not going to be eating, I'm going to get an apple here, then I'm going to go over here, I'm going to get an orange, and then I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to get a banana, and then I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to get an avocado. No, they're not doing that. They're going to eat a shitload of apples until they're full. And they're going to go somewhere else, they're going to get a shitload of oranges until they're full. Or it might just be apples the whole day. You know, maybe a little bit of some leafy greens, maybe some nuts. But they're not going to eat them together. They're going to eat them in isolation, just like animals. And that's where these food combining things come into play. But see, our mind has been so fixated on what a meal is supposed to look like. It's supposed to be you're supposed to look at a plate and you're supposed to have your protein and you're supposed to have your starch and you're supposed to have your salad or veggies, right? And then a drink. That's kind of the standardized visualization of what a meal is supposed to be, but that's not correct when it comes to the natural health and diet. Keep it simple. You don't want complex chemistry. You get a burger, right, with lettuce, tomato, and pickles, and onions, and ketchup, and mustard, maybe barbecue sauce, on a bun, on a sesame seed bun. Do you know how complex that meal is? That's not even the meal. That's just the burger. Then you got French fries, and maybe you got a soda, and then you get an apple pie. Do you understand how complex that meal is and what that does to your body? Like, that's probably equivalent to going like 12 rounds with Manny Pacquiao in his prime. You're just beating the shit out of the inside of your body. The kicker is that we're so unhealthy as a society that we've built up these tolerances to where our body, like the way the most people feel after they eat even though they feel like shit, it's normal to them. It's normal to them to be exhausted after eating a meal and not have any energy. But that's what you're doing. I mean, with the bun, the patty, the lettuce, the tomato, all those different things, like your body has to process those things individually. And the things that you think are good within that hamburger, the lettuce and the tomato, when you consume it with the rest of that, it doesn't go through its natural path through your body. It has to sit there and wait till your body processes the rest of that shit. And meat can take any meat processed food and cooked foods can take anywhere from 8 to 24 hours to digest. Now you got that lettuce and that tomato just sitting there. And these are just breeding grounds for things like inflammation, heavy inflammation, which is just ultimately told, is kind of taught by the allopathic community as something that just happens. You know, there's things that can spark it, they say, but they don't really connect it to your diet. And that's all it is, because inflammation is nothing but heat. It's the hot side of chemistry. It's the acids that those acid forming foods are creating. Now, I want to make something really, really clear. Acid fruits like your berries and your oranges are not acid forming. They're acidic in nature, but when once consumed, they form alkalinity. So it's not about the food being acidic. It's about acid forming. So like the pH level of a strawberry may be acidic, but once consumed, it's alkaline forming. So that's why acid fruits are good for you, just like subacid, just like sweet, just like melons, just like veggie fruits. So I wanted to make that clear, because some people get confused. I was confused about that a couple of years ago, but it can sound confusing. But just remember that acid forming within the body. But that's where that conditioning truly comes in. We've been conditioned so hard with the macro and micronutrients, because look, at the end of the day, it's by design. Like it's a money making thing. However you come out on vitamins, like vitamins is a $1 billion business. Like there's a book I read, I have it behind me, called Supplements Exposed. I highly recommend people to read that, because once you dive into the history of how they came up with these vitamins and how they quote unquote isolated them and how they came to the conclusion that they had specific benefits. Like, what does B12 do for me? What does D3 do for me? What does vitamin A do for me? Once you see how they came up with those conclusions, you're going to be baffled. You're going to ask yourself, what the hell have I been thinking? And look, there's a debate constantly within the vegan community, the raw food community, you know, the overall health and in some parts natural health community on whether or not vitamins are beneficial or not. There's a debate within the terrain community on if herbs and botanicals are beneficial or not. And I'll talk a little bit more on that on some other episodes, because there's some really interesting arguments. But a lot of that is noise. You know, at the end of the day, you want to get to the simple aspects of the most simple aspect of life, the most simple aspect of diet and health. And that is basically looking at things like, look, is this food that I'm about to consume, was it made for me? Is it for the betterment of me or the detriment of me? Is it on the alkaline side of chemistry or the acidic side of chemistry? And what are the results of that food going into my body, the consumption aspect? Because the consumption affects the assimilation, which is how the minerals and all the vitamins and everything, the nutrition basically gets through your body, and then the elimination. The consumption affects both of those things. And just based on genetics and the traditions of how we've been eating for the past, shit, I don't know how many generations. So when it comes to food combining, like, there's plenty of printouts you can get online. I might even throw one in the description here. A link to one. And what I do is I just hang it on my refrigerator, you know, just to remind me, because one of the big transitional foods that people, kind of lean on when they make the change, when they get on a raw food diet, is smoothies. And, you know, I think smoothies are great for the transition. I drink smoothies to this day, but I do follow food combining, elements when I do drink my smoothies. But you know, you're combining that chemistry, and you just got to make sure you stay in line, because one of the easiest combinations, like I said, is strawberries and banana. You know what I mean? Or banana and, you know, any of the berries, really. So a lot of people who drink smoothies, or if you go to Smoothie King or Tropical Smoothie or whatever the case may be, and you look at their smoothies, they are breaking all kinds of food combining rules. Throwing watermelon in there, and, you know, just, and then people wonder why they have stomach issues and inflammation and gas, things like that. So that's the key. Like, a lot of people will kind of lean on smoothies and juicing as well. But I just implore everybody to stick within the food combining rules, and you'll see yourself get better faster. You'll feel a lot better, because nothing's worse than making these changes and saying goodbye to years of addictive habits when it comes to food, and getting on a raw path and not feeling good and wondering why. Then you start questioning things like, am I doing the right thing? Is this right? Is this truly beneficial for me? Is this truly healthy for me? And it could be something as simple as, well, I'm not combining my foods correctly. You know what I mean? Like, that's why this information is important. Because it's not like this stuff is readily available. It's not like they teach it in school. It's not like you see it on TV. It's not like they talk about it at the restaurant. It's not like you go to a restaurant and you order something and they say, you probably want to mix this with that. No, they're not worried about that. And it's not like your doctor's going to tell you that, because that is not part of the allopathic system, the allopathic ideology. Because ultimately, like, they want you to have those ailments so they can prescribe you something to stop the inflammation. And then you go buy that prescription, and then you take it, and then it causes other issues, and then you come back, right? It's all about the comeback, all about the comeback. When we're talking natural health and diet, something as simple as food combining can completely change your transition and experience. It's crazy. So that's what we want to do. We want to decondition ourselves on what a meal is supposed to look like. If you want to spend a day and literally only eat oranges, that's fine. You only want to eat lettuce, that's fine. You only want to eat bananas, that's fine. There's no rules to what you consume. It's just, like I said, that conditioning makes us think of what breakfast, lunch, and dinner are supposed to look like. We need to break that, because that mindset is killing us as a society. It is absolutely killing us. I just continue to bring up these same facts that heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and medical error are your top killers. All terrain based. Think about that. Like, if you, we're talking about health here, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, we can talk about health and people, it'll go in one ear, not the other. Because they don't want to deal. They don't want to deal with the transition of it. Oh, you know, if I don't get my protein, I get a headache. I can't eat just fruit, you know, then I don't feel like I'm full. That's funny to me because, and I understand it, because full has a completely different meaning when you start to transition to a raw diet. I remember when, like, before I made this transition, like, full to me, you know, was where, man, I just can't eat anymore. I can't physically eat anymore. Let me go sit down and let my food digest. How many times have you heard that? I'm going to go let my food digest. But then once you go raw, and once you lift that burden off the body, everything changes because it's not about full anymore. You don't feel the quote unquote old full. You feel satisfied. It's not painful. It's not exhausting. It is truly satiating. And it's comfortable. And then, you know, you'll get a little hungry, and the hunger pains are different too. And I know this because in the times where I eat cooked food, I always wake up the next morning really, like, with those old hunger pains, like, to where it hurts. But when I eat right, I don't wake up like that. So my body's satisfied. Those hunger pains, that's your body telling you something's wrong. That's not your body telling you to eat. That's your body telling you something's wrong. Once again, unlearning everything you've ever learned. It's really interesting stuff, man. Truly interesting. It truly is just deconditioning. It really is. Because those feelings that you've had before, the feelings that you think are normal, are not normal. You shouldn't fall asleep after you eat a meal. In fact, you should have energy after you eat a meal. That's where things like coffee and all these energy drinks come into play. Because the average human being, the average individual needs a stimulant. Some form of stimulation just to keep them moving because of their eating habits. It's really incredible if you think about it. But, like, that's where you know, the listener, you guys out there, like, need to take an assessment and an audit on yourself and say, okay, wow, man. This is why I'm feeling this way. And it's going to take a while to really grasp it, because remember, the body is so used to the abuse, it's built up a tolerance for it. But once you start eliminating things and adding in the raw foods, then you'll be able to differentiate how you feel when you eat steak and potatoes versus when you eat, you know, some watermelon. You know what I mean? Or when you do a full day of raw versus a full day of cooked food, you'll feel the difference. Your bowel movements will be different. Your sleeping will be different. Your dreams will be different. Remember, it's a mind, body, spiritual connection attached to this. If you want to thrive and you want to reach optimal heights, you want to reach your higher self, diet is important because this is the vessel, the conduit. I don't know if I have any more to say about this. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll continue to dive into all this. I do implore everybody out there, if you are enjoying this talk about natural health and diet, specifically this season of Minds Like Minds podcast, to share it, subscribe to the channel, leave comments. And I do appreciate all of you that have. I love hearing about your journeys and things that you guys are doing to either get healthy or lose weight or get on the path. If you want to learn more about my EAT philosophy, you know, reach out. You know, you can reach out to me at any social media platform. You can reach out to me on YouTube. You can email me at rlmelpica@mindslikeminds.com. You can come see me at the House of Healing. So I appreciate everybody out there. Let's continue to share this light and spread this light and love and help, you know, just better humanity and, you know, just continue to increase the collective consciousness of the world. I'm out of here, y'all. Love y'all. Peace, love, and light.